Welcome to the ICIS Chemical Podcast. I'm Nick Cleave, editor of the Butyl Acetate Report, and I'm also covering oxalcohols for Jane Massingham. I'm joined by acrylate esters editor Matt Joan Beach and glycol ethers report editor Shani Chavda to discuss the tight supply conditions and surging prices which are defining the entire oxalcohols chain at the moment. So on the oxalcohols, all products are squeezed by pressures from upstream and downstream. You know, in particular, the normal butanol and isobutanol remain constrained by force majeures from BSF and Sasol, but all three products are impacted by propylene tightness. I was hearing from one oxalcohols producer that the tightness has got marginally better compared with January, but it's still a case that even the producers that are running, that rates are being limited by propylene availability. And Romania's Chim complex, Borzesti, a relatively small producer, was shut for the first half of February due to limited propylene availability. From the downstream markets, there's also pressure with strong demand from DOTP impacting 2EH and strong demand from multiple butanol derivatives squeezing supply there. So across the oxalcohols, supply has been tight and prices have risen sharply. So moving downstream to butyl acetate, these same constraints that are impacting N-butanol are also impacting butac. The restrictions on MPA are feedstock restrictions for butac. Propylene is part of that as well. But equally, butac still has its own force majeure from BSF, constrained supply, and resulting in a market where supply is very tight and a very wide range of prices is consistently heard. So in the previous week, prices rose by another 100 to 200 euros a ton. Prices were largely 2,100 to 2,400 euros. And consistently, I've heard prices significantly above the assessed range, these exceptional deals which are happening when either an offer is made at a significantly higher level to see if a buyer will take it. And there are exceptional occasions where buyers in a situation where they need to secure material or shut down are buying material far above the current assessments. And this is just the nature of the market's tightness. And again, the strong demand, there seems to be good consumption and that's consistent. But some of the demand is just a matter of buyers having to look in multiple places to secure the material. So the same request for a truck is given to multiple different sellers. So obviously the acrylates, or butyl acrylate, is similarly tied to availability of normal butanol. Are you seeing a similar tightness on that market?
Hi, Nick. Yes, it is very much the case that butyl acrylate in particular, but all of the acrylate esters are tight. As I say, butyl acrylate BA in particular, prices continue on the spot market to be increasing and are, I think, at unprecedented highs at the moment. And the general view from the market is there is very limited, if any, product available on the spot side of things, and the big driver for the prices for the limited volumes being traded is really around the need of the buyers and whether there is the desperation, some people have said, to buy the product in to keep production of those sites going. Other acrylate esters such as MA, EA, 2HA have all seen increases as well in recent weeks and continue on that trend, and all of those are largely due to what's happening on the oxoalcohol side of things. Plus, on top of that, is the fact that demand remains to be quite good, and the general view from the market is that there's going to be the seasonal uptick in demand next month as well, which is continuing kind of that sense of pressure for market players as well. So it's quite a challenging time for a lot of people in the market at the moment.
Yeah, of course. And Shani, I see in your latest report that both BG and BDG are at record high levels in terms of pricing. Is that similarly linked to butanol, or are there particular dynamics to these markets?
Yes, Nick, exactly that. So we saw triple digit increases last week with both BG and BDG surpassing the 2000 euro per ton mark. And as we've discussed before, one of the main drivers is the upstream NBA constraints. So the market has been going absolutely crazy this year, following the FMs from BASF and Sasol. We're seeing extreme tightness, and actually the domestic producers are really struggling to keep up with demand, with both BASF and Sasol said to be out of the spot market. Meanwhile, in the US, there have also been substantial increases in the cost of ethylene. So producers who import from the US have had to either hike their prices in order to make a profit or take a step back and reduce their volumes to Europe. Many producers are either on allocation or sold out for February. At the moment, given the price pressure, it's an attractive market to export to. However, the real issue is the lack of supply, and that's likely to continue in March, or at least until those upstream NBA force majeures are lifted.
Yeah, I think for the moment, there isn't a clear sign of import availability or the lifting of force majeures that shows an end to the tightness. So we'll see how much the market has changed when we come back in March. Thank you both, and thank you for listening. For more information, please go to icis.com.